Stop Christian Nationalism.
Welcome to Stop Christian Nationalism. The United States of America is in the middle of a full crisis. The phrase constitutional crisis sounds very theoretical and abstract. It's like something people might discuss in law school. Let me put it this way instead. In the United States of America, we now have a fascist dictator. Donald Trump announced yesterday that he will ignore orders from the Supreme Court of the United States in a unanimous decision by all 9 Supreme Court justices. They told him merely to facilitate the return of one man from that infamous concentration camp in El Salvador when he sent hundreds of them down, defying another court order. This is the first order from the Supreme Court of the United States that he has ignored, but he is racking it up. Donald Trump has also ignored the court order to restore the Associated Press access to White House briefings, cutting back on freedom of the press. But worst of all, yesterday afternoon, in front of live cameras, Donald Trump declared that he intends to begin sending citizens of the United States of America down to that concentration camp in El Salvador. And he asked the dictator of El Salvador, inviting him into the White House, he asked him to build at least 5 more prisons because, he said, there's not enough room in the current prison to hold all of the prisoners that he wants to send, all of the people, including American citizens. And that prison in El Salvador right now, that holds tens of thousands of prisoners. So the United States of America is now going to pay for the construction of concentration camps in El Salvador that will hold tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of people, including American citizens, as prisoners, with no due process of law, no trial, no criminal accusations necessary. If Donald Trump wants you locked up in a concentration camp, that's where you're going. Who are some of these people who are being deported, being locked up in secret prisons? Well, there is a really worthwhile project that has begun. I want to point you to. It is a website called wearehighered.org. Higher Ed with ED simply being at the end. And the page that I'm looking at is their campus abductions page. And this is the page that tracks where students in the United States of America at colleges and universities who are from foreign countries have had their visas revoked. You know, when you think about illegal immigrants, who do you think about? You think about dangerous people. That's who Donald Trump says that they are, the worst of the worst. You don't think about university students, people who are coming to the United States from overseas and they're just trying to learn, they're trying to gain experience so that they can begin their professional life. The economic strength of the United States gains an awful lot from these students because a lot of them stay here and give their professional expertise. We gain diplomatically when those students go back to their home countries and they have experience in the United States with our democracy, with our freedom, with our great system of higher education that has been the best in the world. You know, and they come here and they spend a lot of money too. So, you know, American universities are able to offer a university education, a college education, to American students at a lower rate because they charge a higher rate for foreign students. So if we don't have foreign students at our universities and colleges, our entire higher education system in the United States falls apart. And that appears to be the goal of the Christian nationalists who control the White House and Congress. This website, wearehighered.org, is reporting 1,444 student visas revoked as of yesterday evening. Now, that's a lot of students, but what you need to know is that that is just a partial count because at a huge number of universities, we simply don't know how many students are being deported. How many students are having their visas revoked? George Washington University, the data is not available. Illinois State University, Lehigh University, New York University, Northwestern University, Penn State, on and on. universities. We don't have all of this information, so this is just partial data. But we can see, for example, that at the Rhode Island School of Design, there's been a student who has had their visa revoked, a design student. At Riverland Community College, another student there. San Mateo County Community College, Siena College, South Central College. But there's a lot more than that. In New York State, for example, one of our most populous states, there is the State University of New York system, and they have campuses all across the state. Now, in this data reporting, there's only SUNY Plattsburgh reporting a student who has had their visa revoked, but we know that that's happening a lot more across the state at SUNY campuses. Where we do find the data, it's alarming what we see. At Texas A&M University, this is a really conservative military and agricultural engineering university. It's very right-wing. So they don't have a lot of student radicals there. They don't have a lot of campus protests at Texas A&M. But they've had 23 students there have their student visas revoked, and they're being sent back overseas, or they're being detained at unknown prison locations. Southern Utah University, not exactly the world's biggest university, 9 students there have been detained. The University of California system has had hundreds detained. University of Michigan, 22. At the University of North Texas, 27 students. You get the picture here. Across the country, Arizona State University, 51 students. At the City University of New York alone, 17 students have had their visas revoked and are being deported. Why is this happening? Why are university students being targeted? It's not because they are a danger to society. It's because they are a danger to Christian nationalism. And the institutions that they are attending are a threat to Christian nationalism. This is why Harvard University now has had over $2 billion of its funding revoked. Not because it's doing damage to the United States of America, but because it's supporting progress in the United States of America. And progress is something that Christian nationalists cannot tolerate. There's something really consistent in what's going on here with attacks on foreign students, with deportations, with reduction of funding, with demands that universities begin discriminating against students on the basis of race and gender and sexuality. The goal of Christian nationalists who are in control in the White House is to destroy America's system of higher education, because Christian nationalists know that the more Americans get educated, the more that they learn about the world, the more they learn about history and ideas, and the more they meet people from other cultures, the less they go to church. And Christian nationalists are using the U.S. federal government to attack higher education because they want Americans back in church. They are imposing fascism because they want Americans back in church.
You're a big fan of the Bible. That's your right. But 4 in 10 Americans don't believe what you do. You love Jesus, but I don't. Don't shove your Messiah down my throat. Until they come and take me away to that prison camp, I will say, stop Christian nationalism. Your preaching turns me off. Your God is a creep. I don't want your prayer. Stop Christian nationalism. Stop Christian nationalism. Stop Christian nationalism. nationalism. Christian nationalism. A Christian.